Hello, lads. Today's show is sponsored by Beer52.com. Beer52 is the UK's most popular craft beer discovery club. They'll send you some amazing beers every month, and you can rate and review those beers via their website to earn points and rewards. Every month's beers will have a brand new theme. Past themes have been beers of
Germany,
California, Belgium,
Korea,
New Zealand,
South Africa,
and many, many more. They've kindly given our listeners an exclusive offer of a free case of 8 beers, an award-winning beer magazine, and a tasty snack when you sign up. All you have to do is pay the few quid for delivery. You can cancel or pause your membership at any time. Sign up now at beer52.com/word. That's beer52.com/word. To claim your free case of beer, and for every person that signs up, they give us a little bit of cash, which helps support the podcast. It's win-win. Pause the pod, go do that now, and enjoy the episode. Thank you.
Okie dokie, piggy the pokey! Good morning, job seekers!
Oh my god! Okay, it's happening!
Catch me outside, how about that?
Is that Dave?
No, there's no one called Dave here.
Okay. Who the fuck is that guy?
Have you never seen me before? Upset me, nasty bitch!
Disgusting!
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel like podcasting. Two mics, two lids, and a lot of time on their hands. This is Have a Word, Shutdown Dailies. Let's get through this mess together.
Hi! What's happening, boy?
What the fuck is happening? Our house has been mental today.
Why?
Chatting shit with you is gonna be a fucking sweet, sweet relief.
Why? What's been happening?
Because I've got a 3-year-old who is on one. It's like she did coke yesterday and now she's grouchy. She's just on an emotional roller coaster.
A three-year-old with a hangover.
She's being a ball bag, and you're just having these weird conversations with her. It's like, I was just trying to keep her company. I was like, I'll come and get in your bed, and we can watch like Lilo and Stitch or whatever. Which I just wanted to lie down a bit, really, and chill out. Like, I like parenting when I just get to be like, what are you watching? I like cartoons as well. And she looked at me. She's like, Daddy, get out of my bed. I was like, oh my god.
Where is she from now?
You get close to getting me like, I fucking paid for this bed, mate. Find a receipt and I'll get out of it. Cha!
Daddy, me. Get out of my bed.
Oh dear, I really miss the soundboard. I'm looking forward to getting the soundboard back because that was a classic chart nasty bitch upset me moment.
Yeah, so anyone who's missing the soundboard at the minute, we should probably tell you, because of the way we're remotely recording it, until I've got my sound desk delivered myself so that I can link it up to my laptop, we can't use the soundboard, but that should be either tomorrow or Thursday that we're back in the game with Chat Nasty Bitch. Who the fuck is that guy? Disgusting!
we haven't retired the soundboard. Like, we've become a serious podcast now, so no more soundboard. It's silly. We really want to discuss issues and macroeconomics. Anyway, Adam, talk about the economy of Namibia. Namibia?
Namibia.
Oh, it's not even a country. Manipia.
Namibia.
Yeah, man. I didn't mean it. You don't have to. I was just being a dick. You sounded like you were about to be like, yeah, Namibia. Yeah, the economy of Namibia.
Yeah, I know a lot about the economy of Namibia. Just get it up here. Hang on.
What about fucked. Mozambique? It's what about fucked. Mozambique, kid? I think my daughter knows a lot about Mozambique.
I wonder if people know, especially like our listener Jilly in Texas. Do you know what beak is? If we just say, do you want some beak? Do you know what that means? Tweet us, Jilly. She'll listen to this. So
she lives in Texas, so even if she doesn't know exactly what the slang beak is for, when she works out what it is, she'll be able to get it pretty quickly because she's close to the Mexican border. Build a wall, leave some gaps for my coke.
How is your night? You've built yourself a little bedroom, haven't you, mate? You can't sleep with your bird for a week.
It's been awful. I love my wife so much. May I never lay next to her again. So It's just been hard work. I just need my room. And obviously my brother-in-law's got the spare room, which is right, because he's doing 90% of the fucking childcare with my come down child. And so we got a little trundle bed out and just set it up in the studio office. So now I've got a studio office. There's no more things I can call this room.
It looks like a prison cell, doesn't it? Like a really fancy one, but yeah.
We painted the walls dark grey because it looks good on the podcast videos. But when you put in an office, a studio, a wardrobe, a bed, it looks like prison grey. And I fucking love it. It's basically office, studio, bedroom, wank palace. Oh, phenomenal.
Did you have a wank last night? You did, didn't you?
Of course I did. It made me feel good.
Do you know the image people must have in their head of your child so far?
Oh, no. That was too quick. That was too quick from me wanking to my child, by the way.
Why?
Did you ever wank?
The other way around. We did go from your child to wanking quite quickly. So far, all our listeners know about your child is the fact that she is a cokehead and Bangladeshi / Israeli.
Yeah, they don't know it, but I know what you mean. They know she's a cokehead. She's great, but she's fucking on one. So shout out to any parents who are trying to homeschool kids who clearly just want to run around a park or be with other kids. It's not easy. She's only three, so it's basically colouring in fucking Sky Cinema, just twatting around the park, bit of like make believe. But if you've got an older kid, this is hard when they're like, I've got mates, I need stimulus. This is going to start. And this is not even the stretch. This is like, is this day 7 or day 8? This is day 8 of the official shutdown. So, yeah, just let's...
I want to shout out as well to all the dog owners who obviously they're struggling at the minute as well. Probably more than the parents, I'd say, actually. I think it's probably harder to have a dog in these circumstances than a child. So shout out to them as well. Really difficult time, you know?
Yeah, but the plus thing is all those dog owners can, you know, secretly wank them off and bum the dogs like they all do. Obviously, as parents, we don't get to... No, we don't want to do that. We don't do that. It's harder for you because you have to suck your little pet off all the time. Yeah, I know that. So shout out to all those. I know, shit. I was really enjoying the little twist I did there. I was like, yes, fuck you. And then I went, we don't get to. I was like,
we don't get to bum our children.
Oh, grammar's bang me again. And just shout out to all the people who've got legs who, you know, that's how you know we've been doing too many shutdown dailies. Like, shout out to people with ears and, you know,
shout out to all the deaf people listening. How are you doing mentally at the minute? Has your head fell off again? Because it fell off the other day, didn't it? Are you doing better?
Well, I felt ill and it fell off. That was me not doing the podcast. I just, you know, like, we've had an email from someone that I don't want to go into too deeply, but that just sort of gave it context because I was feeling I get tetchy. I feel, and it's weird because this is a nice setup and I'm still getting to do this with you and we're having a lot of fun and still I'm feeling tetchy. We've got a garden, I've got my family here, we've got a fucking brother-in-law doing childcare, and we got an email today from someone who's genuinely feeling it and just said, without going into too much detail because it's essentially private, that she was felt really like, yeah, listening to us was like basically having a conversation with her mates.
Because,
you know,
she's really missing her friends, one in particular. And she's ill as well. And not like corona ill, like chronically ill.
So
really
her,
not good,
her
yeah.
Isolating is a matter of life or death. It's not one of those ones where I'm isolating, but I do need to see my mother. And then I've just had a little nip round Asda. Fuck it, I'll go to Home Bargains as well.
She's in a cupboard. She's in a fucking... She's under the stairs.
So
locked.
when I'm feeling a bit like, I feel a bit grouchy, and then I read something like that and I'm like, do this podcast and pull your fucking socks up. I did go to Asda last night, though, actually. Talking about... God, have you been to a supermarket recently?
No. I haven't been to a supermarket since day one of the shutdown.
It was probably sensible. Have you been to any shops apart from the Chippy? God bless, RIP.
I haven't been to Chippy either. They've been delivering to me. I walk the dog once a day. I come back and that's it. That's the only time I leave the house.
Have they just moved one of the fryers into your driveway? Adam, breakfast. And there must have been the. Did you hear the internet connection go weird? Hang on.
When you did that Chinese accent, yeah, yeah, you just, broke up just, a bit.
Because I mean, I said breakfast.
Yeah. What did it sound like?
What? I don't know. I won't be able to because it's just a bit. So we needed to go to the supermarket last night, and I don't, you know, when you're like, it was essential. Well, I needed a single duvet because I've made my own bedroom in my prison cell, and I've also run out of Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream. So shit got real in this house, mate, because I've been having half a tub every night.
I seen yesterday, like, apparently the police, the certain police who are getting a bit fucking bored because there's no prisoners and that. There's not, well, not prisoners, like baddies. Criminals, I think is the technical term. And they've been, like, sort of harassing some, like, you know, like convenience stores, like corner shops and that.
Right.
They've been, like, telling them they're not allowed to sell Easter eggs because...
Well, I think that was one instance of Derbyshire police, wasn't it, what I read?
Because they're not, like, essential items. The government hasn't said anything about that. They've said essential shops can stay open. They haven't said you can only sell essential stuff. I'm telling you right now, if this shutdown costs me a fucking Easter egg, I swear to God...
No, it's... And this is not... Like, it's really easy to have a go at the police. They're in a really difficult position because they've got to police this fucking really, like, grey area of, like, what's allowed, what's not allowed. And apparently the NPCC...
Oh, you're such a white middle-class man, aren't
you?
Let's not have a go at the police. Fuck the police.
Well, there's people that work for the police that are listening to this podcast. Like, it's very easy. I used to do gigs in Manchester where the police got mentioned. Everyone would be like, fucking boo, fucking bizzies. And you're like, yeah, who do you, when your house gets broken into, who do you ring, dickheads? Is it the A-team? No. Shut the fuck up. You're not one of the Sopranos. So I feel for that. Don't get me wrong. There's some bell sniff policemen knocking about. Yeah. Officer Dibble can be a right pain in the ass. But on this one, it's difficult because they're being told one thing. Apparently, each police force has got different. So Derbyshire's now getting bollocked by the sort of powers up going, guys, chill the fuck out. You're making rules up. And then apparently in Bedfordshire, they're like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Have a few Easter eggs. You'll be all right. So there's just a grey area.
Dan, can please stop looking into stuff? Can you just stop? Can you stop being informed? Can you just let me blindly believe the one thing I read on the internet? Because I think that's better, isn't it, if we just believe the bullshit and get a bit angry? Isn't that better for the world right now?
Listen, when you get a deep cavity search trying to go and do a podcast the next time, just coming through the Runcorn Bridge, excuse me.
Why are they fingering me? Why are they searching me bumhole?
Trying to find a podcast mic up your body. And that's where Millennium Lube will come in handy. Hi, Millennium Lube, we'd like sponsorship.
Oh, by the way, I've looked into that. I went to their website. There's no email to contact them. They've only got a phone number. And by the time I found it yesterday, it was out of office hours. So as soon as we're done recording today, I'm going to go and ring them.
Right, okay, Bill, fill me in.
I'm going to slide into their DMs.
I'm going to slide into their answer phone. This company sounds as old as me. Like, what? Mail?
Just got a landline.
So I went to the supermarket and it's weird. It's weird because as soon as you get in there, there's not many people and there's like a one way in, one way out, and there's just this horrible like air of like, don't fucking come near me. And then there's like a balance to get right.
You do get that feeling during normal times, don't you? Because you, like, you do get the feeling that people are a bit creeped out by you anyway, just because of how you look.
Hey.
Like the bald, the glasses, the goatee. People are just like, keep that cunt away.
Nasty bitch. Upset me.
This is not new for you, is it, is what I'm saying.
Well, we tried to leave it late, getting into the supermarket late. So we were like, right, I don't want to be there when it's busy. So it was closing at 8 and we got in there at 22 and then realised I was just parking up. So it was more like 2:15 and there's a security guard going, guys, we are just about to close. So instead of like doing really safe social distancing, I started running round a half empty fucking Asda supermarket doing my own version of supermarket sweep, flew up the stairs, went to the bedding, and I got a look off a member of staff, like basically the same look the policeman must have given those Easter egg buyers, like, what the fuck are you doing up in this bit? This is bedding. I'm like, it's essential bedding. My wife is a fucking nightmare to sleep next to. Get out of the way. And then had to run with, this is what I had when I got to the queue for the till, a single duvet, a duvet cover, and four tubs of Haagen-Dazs cookie and cream.
You look like you've been sent to live in the shed.
Like a fucking diabetic homeless person that's just been... I've just found a tenner! Oh, it's just... People, like, you can tell they're buying essentials, like, really, like, UHT milk and meat for the family, and I'm buying bedding and fucking pudding.
I'm going to go the Asda in a bit and get a leg of lamb. I seen a leg of lamb on the internet yesterday and I've not stopped thinking about it since.
It's worth the risk, mate. Isn't that your favourite meat of all time? Stop
a leg
it.
Of lamb.
I really feel like there was, in that pause, a lot of people listening going, mm-hmm.
Penis. Yeah, I'm going to
go. So, what are you going to just go for a leg of lamb?
No, we need some essentials now. We're running low on milk. We're running low on meat to put on sandwiches and stuff. So, we need to do a shop. But I'm going to do, we've got a 24 hour Asda. So, I'm going to do it about 1 a.m.
Is it still 24 hour?
Yeah.
All right. Ours is usually 24 hours, but they're like, no, Corona's worse at night. We're going to close. So it closes at 8.
It's more infectious after 9.
It's more infectious when I'm tired. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, 1 a.m, I'm going to go and do a little shop. It'll just be me in the shop, I think. Going to get a leg of lamb, and tomorrow I'm going to get the stuff and to do a roast as well. I'm going to do a lamb roast.
I sort of love those midnight shops, you know.
That's
I think
what,
as a
that's
comedian,
the only time
we
I ever
enjoy
do
it.
Shopping. That's the only time I ever go. On a Saturday night, well, not Saturday, because I think it shuts at midnight on a Saturday, but like Friday night, I'll be on the way home from a gig and I'll just ring Jade and go, do me a shopping list. I'm going to Asda on the way home and I'll just go and do a big shop on my own, put a podcast in, walk around, don't need Jade involved. It's fucking sick.
I love it. You're basically comedians, the mentally ill and sex offenders just wandering around a half fucking... all the shelves being stacked. And if you dare ask a member of staff where something is in the daytime, like, oh, okay, sir, of course, because at Tesco we're here to help, and they'll literally take you down the aisle
at 1 in the morning. It's
oh,
like,
my God,
could you help us bury this body? Oh,
they're like, what the fuck are you doing here, moron? This is our time. And all the smelliest members of staff come out.
Oh yeah,
that's it, Olaf, like, stop the shells.
A huge conspiracy going on with supermarkets, and they keep the ugly ones for the night shift, don't they? Like, they have the beautiful 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds on during the day, like, hi, I'm doing this to get myself through sixth form and university. Aren't I beautiful? Don't I look good? Don't you like looking at me while you're doing your shopping?
Oh, they don't.
1 o'clock
don't
in the morning
shells.
Is the fucking Asda goblins. Rah! Rah! Do you want to share that Ben and Jerry's with me?
You know what? As I'm saying that, there is so much more chance that they're the fuckers that are listening to this podcast. And like, the girl's like, I don't really get humor, because what was that about? Anyway, I was listening and like, what is lube? And that's weird. I don't like it. And like, when he does an African accent, it makes me feel sad. Do you know, for Africans?
I haven't done an African accent at any point.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, your Geordie accent
your
yesterday.
Geordie accent, yeah. Don't but get you it know twisted,
those,
bro.
You know those midnight shelf goblins are listening to the pod like... When I've finished episode 20 and I've sacked this shelf, I'm going to kill someone.
How surprised would you be if one of our listeners got arrested for like public wanking or something? It wouldn't be a shock anymore, would it?
I feel like our
recordings would be used in the court case.
Oh no. I got to the end of that episode yesterday going, how fucking ridiculous is this podcast that as the advert on Twitter I was like, we'd like a new sponsor, Millennium Lube. And then I was like thinking back going, it genuinely makes loads of sense as a business proposition. Like, if you don't like masturbating, you've never got to episode 20. I think we're probably at about 3/4 male listenership. I think a lot of them are wankers, and I'm king wank lid. I honestly think they'd do really well. Yeah, I'm hoping there's going to be no wanking at the Patreon thank you gig.
I'm not promising anything.
Can you turn your phones off? No talking while Dan and Adam are on stage, and please put your dicks away. It's more for the people around you and in front.
Maybe we could say thank you properly. We can end the show with a game of soggy biscuit.
Cookies and cream gone wrong.
Oh, no, Daniel, no. You didn't have to take it there.
My anxiety's been really good for the past day or so. I got a bit moody last night.
Oh, moody.
I got a bit fucking moody. I was just in a fucking grump. Like, and I did well to not take it out on Jade. I was screaming at the PlayStation, though. Like, right. I was shouting at the telly. Because FIFA was being nasty to me.
You can punch the PS4. You can't. Yeah, go on.
I punched the couch twice last night.
Yeah, that's because keep it to the couch, kid.
But yeah, very fucking moody. But my anxiety's been better. My health anxiety. I think I'm at the point now with my anxiety that I've convinced myself that I've had it, so I'm no longer worried about getting it. Do you know what I mean?
When do you think you had it?
Last week when I was all breathless and that. I probably
think
haven't.
That was you doing COVID-19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I just got mild.
Are you sure it wasn't like a flight of stairs or something?
I had two pasties that day, to be fair.
I think I tried to do that. I was a little bit ill at the end of January. I was like, oh God, yeah. I think that was it. I've actually said it to Laura, like, not even joking. I was like, I think that was it. She's like, not sure.
I was regularly gigging
like Carlisle and not fucking Wuhan, you bellend.
I was very, very, very ill in February. So it could have been that right. As well. But now I'm sort of convinced that I might have had it at some point. So, yeah.
You feel better?
Well, mentally, I feel like I've had it. Like, subconsciously, I'm like, I've had it, so...
Yeah, and don't research, don't find out more about it. Just, that's good, because, you know...
So now,
I think a lot of blissful ignorance is quite good. Like, don't know the facts, just keep rolling. It's working for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not arsed. In the back of my head, I'm like, I've had it. So, now, my only anxiety is coming from when the fuck am I going to get on stage again? That's all I'm asked about now. And I keep, like, that's what I've been looking into, like, the advice on how long it might happen and all
yeah,
shit like that.
And we've got this. So I do actually feel for our mates who are getting fucking annoyed. No podcast equipment available from Gear for Music.
No.
It's all sold out. I think that's so funny. One of my mates was like, oh, you've done so well with the pod. I was like, thanks, man. It's really made us work harder, the shutdown. He was like, yeah, but... You were already doing it. You already had listeners. That's just there's so many comics in the last week have gone, I want your podcast. and they've ordered from the same place that I bought this shit from. And they've sold out. The next podcast equipment you can get delivered is like the end of May or something. I think it's so funny. Did you say it in a message? Like, how funny would it be if these bellends like got their podcast equipment delivered on the Friday, and then on Saturday, Boris Johnson was like, right, so you're allowed out now. We're past the worst of it. Like, fucking hell. Dickhead Radio was going to do really well. Fuck y'all.
Oh, that's so funny. There's going to be so many 3-episode podcasts that come out. Comedians who just start a podcast and it doesn't work straight away and they just give up and then just go back to fucking crying until we can gig again.
Well, panto season will be here soon, right? So,
panto, is that when people are all out of breath because of COVID-19?
Oh,
I did a pun.
I tell you what, that might be one of the first puns we've had in 20 episodes.
Panto.
Words have different meanings. Coming up next on the Have a Word podcast. Let's have a little break, and then I've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay, cool.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling triggered. It must be Have a Word with Adam and Dave.
We're back, baby. Let's go to our old faithful. Would you rather?
Oh, we haven't done one of these for a couple of days, really.
I know, we've been trying to change it up for good reason. Now, this one's from Patrick McCarthy. If you've got a suggestion,
nice,
if you've got
one,
an idea,
party mate. We really appreciate you sending this shit in.
He's, let's hope he is ours. or not. If you want to send them in, haveawordpod@gmail.com. Would you rather? I'm the would you rather master, and that's how this shutdown is affecting me. That's one of my most important roles in life at the moment. When he sent this in initially, I was a bit like, meh. And then I actually read it again. I was like, I'm interested to see what Adam thinks. If it's not, you know, if it's just an opinion, that's fine. Yeah. And we'll roll on. You're going to Asda later? You know, this all links in.
Okay.
Adam, would you rather only ever have food that's too spicy or only ever have food that's bland and under-seasoned?
Too spicy, baby.
Would you rather?
Too spicy.
Only?
Too spicy.
Only ever?
Too spicy.
Right.
Yeah. Like...
So...
For a start, I imagine when you said under-seasoned, so that means I can't even have enough salt on my chips and that. I can't do that. I'm a salt addict. It's going to kill me one day. I'm going to have a heart attack and it's going to be salt related. But I'm addicted to salt and pepper as a base level, and I'd much rather have something slightly too spicy all the time than no right. seasoning.
So if we're going to do this properly, what you can have for breakfast, because spicy cornflakes sound fucking terrible to me.
I'll have spicy toasty.
Spicy toast.
Well, I'll have toast with something spicy on.
Right, so you're going to start the day with a toasty. Yeah. What's for lunch?
A burrito.
A spicy burrito?
Yeah.
Then you have tea, curry, whatever, curry, pizza. Yeah. You've got to have hot sauce. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
You've got to have chili chocolate.
Yeah.
Sweeties. You've got to have spiced sweeties. I can't believe you're saying yes to all these things. What about?
Well, I've made a decision.
When you're on holiday and it's like a roasting, it's the summer hot, you're on your fucking halls, even a lad's holiday, you've got one of those hangovers that is absolutely, it's like, it feels like your head is sweltering, you know, yep. And you're like, oh my God, I've got big head.
Yeah.
Because it's hot and you're hungover.
Yeah.
And in the morning, you're like,
I hear you, baby.
I just need some nice food.
Hit me with it.
And you've got to have a fucking spicy toasty right in
Yeah.
You'll fucking melt, mate. You'll be like a nuclear power plant.
Look, I like me spicy stuff. I'm picking spicy.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah. So are you telling me you're going bland?
I love spicy food. But I think bland would... I'd live longer. You can have a nice cheese sandwich for lunch. You can have your cornflakes in the morning. You'll never be able to have a spicy curry. I can still have a korma. I can still go to the curry house.
No.
Actually, yeah. I could... Basically, it's a really boring... It's what I was like for the first 20 years of my life. Like, plain.
I want a plain hamburger. Plain. With plain
chips. You know, when you're a kid and you're like, I love beige food. What food does Daniel like? Beige food. What are his poos like? Beige.
Yeah, I think... I'd have to probably have longer to genuinely consider it, but my initial response is to go with the spicy one. So there you go.
Would you rather...
I've changed my mind. I don't want a spicy toasty every day.
No, you fucking don't.
Toast's fine, though, isn't it? You can have bland toast every day.
When you've got a dicky tummy and you're like, oh, fuck, I've got a dicky tummy.
Imagine having like having the shit, you know, when you get the bug and you've got you're pooing like fucking every hour on the hour. And then what's the tea? Vindaloo. with a Bloody Mary, a spicy one on the side.
Adam doesn't feel well. He's got a really dicky tummy. Get that fucking madras out. Would you rather, this is from Lorna O'Neill, would you rather everything you're thinking appear in writing above your head?
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
The other one, whatever the other one is. I don't care what the other option is, the other one. No.
Or get bummed hard wearing a Man United shirt by Purple Aki.
That's not what it says, is it? You've just made that extra bit up. I've seen the cogs turn in your head. But even though you've made it obviously worse than what here one is, I would take the bumming from Purple Aki while wearing a Man United shirt.
No, you were. It's a bumming. And Adam, as we've already found out on a recent podcast,
rather get bummed and suck a dick. I said I'd rather get bummed.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I'll go one further. Would I rather have me thoughts appear? Or would I rather suck Purple Aki's dick while we're both wearing Man United kits and Sir Alex Ferguson's there commentating on it? I'd still pick that.
Ferguson. The Alex Ferguson bit made it really weird. Incredible playoff.
That bit made it weird. I'm sucking Purple Aki's dick and that wasn't weird. It was Alex Ferguson that made it weird.
Is his dick spicy or bland, Adam? You decide.
But yeah.
Have everything you're thinking appear above your head in writing, or have your whole life live streamed, like literally everything.
I'd rather have my whole life live
streamed. The Truman Show style.
I'd rather Truman. Yeah, I'm on the Truman Show. 100%. I cannot. I can't tell you some of the fucked up thoughts I have.
Really? Yeah. Because you've told us quite a few.
Yeah, but you know, some of them would get
me
arrested.
In the 3 months we've been doing this. What? How? What thoughts are you having?
You can't tell me as a man that you've never had a fucked up thought about a woman in the street that you don't know.
When I see a woman in the street, I just think, God, I hope she deserves equal pay. That's what. When I see that person, because Adam, I don't know if she identifies as a man or a woman. I haven't spoken to her, so I would never presume.
Woke face over here.
Well, that's me, Adam. That's me.
It's mad how you look like a member of the clan who votes for UKIP.
But I love women. White women.
Yeah. Yeah, look. Right.
The sad thing is, a lot of it would be pretty stupid stuff because I would know that everyone could read the writing above my head.
Yeah.
So every time I saw a black guy, it would be, don't think black guy.
Yeah, yeah. But
and he'd be like, wow, dude. Thoughts you think black guy, I'm like,
thoughts are involuntary. You can control your actions. So live streaming me controlling my actions forever, I can deal with that. But I can't be in Greg's ordering a steak bake and thinking, look at the fucking state of this woman here. Do you know what I mean?
I'd smash her pasty. It's not.
Wow.
Did you
pasty as vagina?
No, I would never do that because I'm woke. I was personifying your sexism for humour.
Oh, right, okay.
I think a lot of the time, you know, it wouldn't even be that illegal, or I think people would just walk past going, that guy's a fucking moron, and he seems to be...
Yeah,
he seems to have a child and a wife.
Arrested, called out on...
A lot of it would be thinking about would you rather, so I'd just be walking through Chester City Centre, and then all of a sudden, Adam, would you rather be sucked off by people just think you're a bellend.
A lot of my thoughts are disconnected and sort of shortened, so they'd just be like, pasty, suck my chicken, come, ass, suck me dick, tits, pasties, chips.
Is that your next Edinburgh show, that title?
But I think I'm in the majority there. I think that's most people. Disconnected, horrible nonsense thoughts. Come, tits. Oh, me dick. Balls. Oh, wouldn't it be horrible if you volleyed that dog? Spit on him. Look at his horrible face. Punch him in the face. You can't tell me you've never had like an intrusive thought where you're at a bus stop and you just stood next to someone and you don't want to think it, but you're just thinking, I might just knock him out. I might just punch him in the face. I might just drop him and volley him.
I think you literally see everyone, don't you? And just this, just the first thought passes your head, like homeless, skaghead, fit, old, minging, good teeth, bad teeth.
Yeah.
Jewish, maybe.
Imagine having all those above your head. And that's just you walking down one street, isn't it?
That intrusive thought thing is serious, though.
Yeah.
Do you know, I had to stop walking over the bridge near our house with Etta.
Because you were worried you were going to throw yourself off her?
No, I was worried I was going to throw her off.
You're going to throw... You're going to throw the baby off.
It was the weird form... Like, the first time we walked over it, I was like, oh my God, my heart's racing. I was like, God, we're on a bridge and it's over a motorway. It's about a quarter of a mile from our house, around the back, on the way to like a really nice pub with a beer garden. And we used to walk there on a nice day last summer. And then she'd run ahead. I was like, oh my God, she's running ahead. And I know there's like a little like fence thing up. Like there's no way she could get over. But I'm like, imagine if she just went over to the side and leaned on it. And just by chance, it was structurally unsound and it fell. And she fell onto a motorway and died. And then I'd be like, oh my God. Imagine if she just climbed up. Oh my God. Imagine if I was holding her in my arms and I went near. Imagine if I did that and then just wazzed her off. And then I was like, we've got to stop crossing this fucking bridge.
Exactly. Now imagine that having it in a bubble over your head as you're walking down the street. People can see that you're picturing murdering your own child.
Social services, like, hi, yeah. I mean, the sexism and the weird racism, that's one thing, but we're having to take your daughter off you. Why? Yeah, you don't want thoughts. And I think a lot of comedians are going the way of like, yeah, I'd like to live stream everything.
Yeah.
Freddie Quinn would fucking love it, mate.
We're about 18 months away from all of us having to live stream our lives and set up a fucking GoFundMe or a Patreon.
Perma live stream.
Yeah.
18 months. Don't tell me you're elongating this shutdown.
No.
Yesterday was 6 months. Now you're like 18
months.
I'm
not even talking about the shutdown. I just think we're about a year and a half away from that becoming a thing.
Fuck me.
But the thoughts thing just cannot happen. So there you go, Lorna. Thanks for your question, but you can't have my thoughts, I'm afraid.
Would you rather have an incredibly... This is forever. This is from Nigel Stapleton. Who's in Australia. Word up, Nigel.
What's happening, la?
Would you rather have an incredibly strong Glaswegian accent? This is forever. You can't talk...
Aye, pal. I do not mind having a Glaswegian accent, you know what I mean?
No, I meant Glaswegian. And or constantly speaking full on like Cockney with Cockney rhyme and everything. Ooh,
all right, bruv.
So Glaswegian or Cockney forever. You've got to still do comedy. Adam Rowe, Liverpool comedian, is now instantly Glaswegian, or is he instantly Cockney?
It's Glaswegian.
Would you rather?
It's
fucking Glaswegian.
Glasgow accents lend itself to comedy well as well. Like, imagine having Kevin Bridges' voice. His accent and voice is such an asset. And Mickey Flanagan's is as well. But I for me, it's Glaswegian. Also, I'd rather be from Glasgow than be from London. Sorry to any London listeners, but I'm a fan of Glasgow, and London can suck a pipe.
I mean, London's great, innit? When you get to visit
a week
and then just fuck off.
Yeah.
See your favourite musical twice and just
London's
get back on the train.
London's a great city to not live in. That's it. I could live in Glasgow.
Glasgow's got an edge to it more than most cities. Although you're from Liverpool, which is like...
Glasgow, Liverpool and Newcastle are very similar cities. They're three very similar cities.
Yeah.
So
really fun to get drunk in. Yeah. Very easy to get fucking punched in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very at home in Glasgow. I feel quite alien in London. I like London for a few days, but that's it. Yeah, so... If I'm going to identify with one of those cities, if I'm going to live my truth and choose what accent I can have, and I can't have me Scouse accent anymore, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to pick the one and only Ouija.
Fucking Glaswegian.
This is
true.
You know what's really funny? I found out when I was very, very young that Glaswegians get called Ouijis, and then I found out about Ouija boards, and I thought it was you were trying to contact people from Glasgow.
Fucking didn't.
I did. And I'm talking to an age that was too old to still be saying that shit. Like 14, 15. I was like, yeah, you can do a Ouija board and contact your nan who died in Glasgow.
Making a grand and a half from selling sweets on playgrounds every week, but no too fucking bright, by the way. Hello, Adam.
I was a proper clever kid as well. I was in top set for everything at school, but I'm just quite gullible and stupid with little things.
Fucking Glaswegian. That's a fucking incredible accent, by the way. I love the by the way, by the way.
By the way.
Like they're just fucking reminding you.
I'm from Glasgow. Yeah,
I don't fucking like you.
I'm from Glasgow. My name is Adam. I like doing comedy and podcasting.
Honestly, it's like world travel talking to you. It's just your different sounds from all around the world.
I'm from Glasgow.
I did a run of gigs at the Fringe with Bridges before he got famous, and he was dead sound. It's like 2008. We did every night, me, him, Jason Cook and Wendy Wason, and Kevin Bridges was just about to kick off. I think it was the next year that he got the road show, and he just was gone then, wasn't he? Because he was selling arenas in Glasgow like a year and a half later. And we were talking about gigging in Glasgow. And I was like, sometimes it's kind of hard if you're English and you, especially because on stage randomly, this is a very specific thing, but some of the character voices I do on stage, one of them is like, I couldn't possibly, like, I lean into that silly, like, slightly posh sound, and it really pisses Glaswegians off. So my Lancashire accent is relatively inoffensive. I mean, they did the referendum vote, and I don't think Glasgow really wanted to stay as part of Britain. And then they did the Euro referendum, and they didn't want to leave like the European Union. So Glasgow's a bit fucked off with the English at the moment. But my accent's not too bad. I'm like, you all right? They're like, oh, he's English, but he's one of the fucking ucky ones. I think same for being a Scouser. But then on stage,
they
I'm
love
like,
Scousers up in Glasgow.
I'm doing a weird, like, posh voice. And I was like, God, it gets hard. So I told him this, and he was like, ah, yeah, fucking... Just if anyone's being a bit of a fucking bell end, just say, hey, oh, don't be a fucking Jose Katongo. Which apparently is Glaswegian rhyming slang for Mongo.
Don't be a Jose Katongo.
Oh, fucking Jose Katongo. And he did it in that voice. And apparently there was a player that played for like Hearts or Hibs, or it was
called Jose Katongo.
Jose Katongo, and he was a bit of a fucking spanner, so it's become like Scottish rhyming slang for fucking Mongo.
Yeah, Glasgow is one of my
and I tried it on stage
cities.
and it didn't work. Literally two lads fucking pissed themselves like into Scottish football, and everyone else like, that's really, did he, I don't understand what he said.
Glasgow's one of my favourite cities to gig in. I love it. Like, they've got no beef with Scousers. We're not English to them. We're another one of them.
Mate, but you're not English to you.
No. We're not English, we are Scouse. We're not English, we are Scouse.
That, I'd love to see what would happen with that vote. It's the Merseyside devolution vote.
The Merseyside independence referendum. High.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's already a poll online, and it's like 75% would say, yeah, we want to be on our own.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't be. I'd love to be, but we couldn't be.
Oh, it'd be fucking brutal for the rest of the UK. Where would we get our cocaine from? We've got to think about the rest of us.
We're such a Celtic city. We're a good combination of Scottish and Irish anyway, in Liverpool. We identify with those two countries far more than we do with England.
Well, sort of.
What do you mean?
Well, that's a bit of a reach, isn't it? You don't, the whole of Liverpool doesn't identify more with different countries than the one it's actually in.
I reckon it probably does. I reckon if you voted...
Culturally, there is... But if England win the World Cup, there's going to be more people celebrating in Liverpool than if Scotland won the World Cup.
Yes, because we are within England. But I'll tell you this right now.
Because you are fucking lid.
You know I'm a huge football fan, right? If Liverpool lose a game of footy, I'm in a bad mood for a few days.
I'm not talking about that.
If England lose, I'm not arsed.
Yeah, I know that. I absolutely know that. And that's also about big club, small club. Yeah. Like when you see England away games, it's like fucking Shrewsbury fans and like, because they don't
with
get
the
European
drum.
Games. But the fact that you are literally like, I think, you know, Liverpool's more Scottish and Irish than it is English. I'm like, not like culturally, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right, babe.
Leave me be.
Have we got some shit we need to solve for people?
Yes, we will do that after a word from our sponsors.
Which is a comedy club in England, Adam. England, the country you are from and live in. It's time to give some love to one of our sponsors. The original gangster sponsor, Vauxhall Comedy Club, is proud to present Bottomless Booze Comedy every Friday and Saturday night, coming back some point soon, hopefully, possibly. This frankly bonkers offer gives you 90 minutes of comedy from top circuit and TV comics, as well as 90 minutes of bottomless booze from just £25. That's bottomless beer, wine, cider and hand sanitizer for just £25. Spirit and mixer bottomless tickets start at £35, and entry-only tickets for the straight-laced purists start at £10. Vauxhall Comedy Club is normally open Monday to Saturday and is also right next to Vauxhall Street Food Gardens. Loads of really good street food vendors. That's open Monday till Friday. Please, for the love of God, don't visit them for the foreseeable future. But instead, follow them on social media and sign up to the mailing list, and then they'll announce their triumphant return, hopefully fucking soon. Mailing list is vauxhallcomedyclub.com, and the socials at Vauxhall Comedy Club on Instagram, at Vauxhall Comedy on Twitter, Vauxhall Comedy Club on Facebook. The show is 18+, no ID, no entry, and we operate a challenge 25 door policy. What up? For when you need a laugh post-apocalypse, choose Vauxhall Comedy. It's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. Sinners, all the problems that you have with your friends. I'm gonna fucking sing because I lost the poll on fucking Twitter. Fuck you guys.
So I put a poll out on Twitter yesterday to see whether I should be allowed to carry on singing the features. Because genuinely, if you guys would like me to stop, I would have stopped. However, it was about 80% in
landslide.
My favour to carry on
singing. Landslide.
Yeah. Yeah. I made it Boris Johnson's majority look like a fucking piss in the ocean, mate.
It was Scouse Independence landslide level.
It's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. You send us all the problems that you have with your friends.
Can we ask for someone to do it? I think now we're at the point where you've done the tune. I mean, I can actually do it like... It's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. Send us all the problems that you have with the like it's in my head now. It's a
you
recognizable
sound like
tune.
Freddie Quinn there. That's how Freddie Quinn would sing it.
With Adam and Dan. Everybody wants to see a rainbow.
I want to pipe to
picture. So can
do you know what?
Any
can
musical
just...
people, can you? Can we have... I'd love to hear someone do a version of it.
Yeah. We'll pay you. Tell us what you want for it.
We won't.
We won't.
But, we won't. But you can have... if the one we choose can have tickets to the thank you show.
What if they're already a patron?
They can have an extra ticket to the thank you show. And we'll play it. Plus, you're not doing anything. Get the bass out. Slap it. Slap in the bass. Slap the mega clip.
By the way, can I just say, on the Freddie Quinn front, it's fantastic because a lot of our fans have now followed him on Twitter.
He's losing his temper.
Every time he tweets something, there's about 8 people who reply with a gif of Conor McGregor going, "Who the fuck is that guy?"
He literally said to me the other day, he was like, "It's getting quite tiresome now." I was like, oh, shit, Freddie.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if it's getting tiresome for them, that means it's time to ramp it up. That means we need more people doing it.
And the podcast is growing. And you know what's brutal about this? These episodes will be on the internet forever.
For a long time.
So yeah. People will discover this in... I think he might just get off Twitter. Freddie Quinn. What, are you doing Twitter anyway? No, it's broken. I'm on TikTok. If you had Freddie Quinn's on TikTok at you don't know my fucking username.
At who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, geez. Oh,
imagine if that was his fucking handle. Right, so we've got some Have a Words because it's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. You send us all the problems that you have with your friends. Or you like what Mike has done here. I'm all for this. You can also... If there's just something that's grinding your gears with the general public, you can get that in as well. So, Adam and Dave, I fucking love this, by the way, that we're now at a stage where one person accidentally called you Dave in an email, and now every fucker calls you Dave in every fucking email.
Yeah.
You're going to have to change your name by deed poll. By Dave poll.
It's such a... when you're a Dan, it's like, yeah. If you're going to make a name up for yourself, how fucking... depressing would that be? You can be anyone you want to be, Dan. Who do you want to be?
Or be Dave.
Because I know my, you know, stationery will still be all right, Mr. Dean Nightingale. Yeah, putting it in the intro sequence probably wasn't the best move because it's just exacerbated it, but still really funny.
You Adam see, and Dave, see that? Can you...
Oh, go on, sorry, go on. But that's a little lesson to Freddie, innit? Stop telling me it's winding him up, because as soon as you're like, it's quite tiresome, you're like, I'm like, I like it. I've actually started calling myself Dave in tweets.
Adam and Dave, can you do me a favour and have a word with all the bellends all over the internet who jump in saying, never happened, in response to everything they read? I've got no problem with people fact-checking and calling out bullshit, but it's becoming a default reaction for thick cunts to try and be the first to jump in and pour shit on someone posting something cool. Cheers from Mike. Yeah. I am here for this, Mike. Do you know the other day? I mentioned it briefly. I'm sure a lot of people seen it because every national newspaper's picked it up. 12 police officers turned up at Hartwater Comedy Club because they were live streaming a former show.
Oh, here he is, anti-police. Here we are.
Yes, fuck the police, come straight from the underground. A young... Bad.
A young scouser got it bad because I'm red. Yes. Dodge that one.
I posted the video of the police standing up at the venue and someone was like, fake. And I was like, why would I post this? Why would I make this up? And he's like, to promote your podcast. I was like, who's editing CCTV footage and putting it out on the internet to be like, will you please listen to my haha show?
Dum-dum.
Yeah, this will be a very brief one, Mike, but I'm telling you right now, I'm all on board with this. Everyone who's like, it never happened, like immediately, why are you doing that? Like, if it's a major news publication, it was like talking about major events and they're giving fake news out to the world, then yeah, call them out on it. But if someone just posts something cool, isn't it a better world to live in where more cool stuff's happening? Just let people have their fake little shit.
If you're like, I'm just doing it because it's a joke, innit? But you're like, yeah, but it's not your joke and it's old.
It's just like boring.
I know you're just doing it as a joke, but it's not yours and it's ancient. Having said that, though, I really like, this is a very specific one to comedians, but whenever anyone like posts something that's horrific, like an absolute shit show or something's happened like that, like there's a
fuck about that.
Like when someone comments, who books this? Really, really makes me laugh still.
Oh. It's
who books this? Who books that?
I think that's even worse.
There was a fight at the Zimbabwean parliament. This was about 6 months ago, and someone commented, who books this? And it really made me chuckle. It was me. I commented. It was me that did it.
Oh, it's boring that. You're such a dad.
Sorry.
You're such a yada.
Yeah. Fuck the police. fuck the police.
So yeah, all on board, but you're on there, Mike. And if you're one of these people who's commenting never happened, just fucking shut up. You boring fuck.
Adam gets more aggressive as the episodes go on. I listened back to yesterday's episode where that lad's missus was like asking to spend more time with him.
No,
your temper with that.
Your bit is a twat. Your bit is a twat.
Never happened.
Your bit is a twat. Is a twat.
Any chance to sing?
Yeah. Got a second one.
I wanted to do this. If this podcast really gets going, I want to get you singing lessons.
I don't want singing
When's
lessons.
When's your birthday? Oh, shit, it's just been, hasn't it?
11th of January.
Anyone listening know any singing teachers? I'm
not going for singing lessons. I like singing.
La 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 cunt. La 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 cunt.
I think I'm good as it is. So, there you go.
Dough, the bread you eat for tea. Sorry, go on.
Got a second one. Okay, this is quite an interesting one, because this person wants us to have a word with them. They want us to tell them off. They've realised they're checking themselves before they wreck themselves.
What is this?
So it says, okay lads, I need someone to have a word with me, and you two are hopefully going to be the ones to do it. It's nearly 1 a.m. and I'm on Amazon looking at home decorations. I'm fucking 17. I live with me ma and me da. There's no decorating that I can do. I'm looking at shelves. Fucking shelves. I'm pretty much addicted to buying shite that I don't need.
Preach.
Over the past few months, I've bought multiple cuddly toys, thousands of stickers, and a fucking harmonica. I'm like some prisoner from a movie. I've used it a handful of times, and I'm shite at it. It's not just Amazon. Every time I go to the pound shop around mine, I bought a tennis racket the other day. I used them for 5 minutes and got bored and knew I'd never use them again. It's becoming a problem. I'm a 17-year-old apprentice with the wages of a Thai child making VaporMax.
Fucking hell. You could get work writing. Go on.
Lads, you two are my last resort. Have a word with me. Thanks. From David Evo.
Mate, Evo, I feel your pain. I'm terrible for this shit.
Yeah, I told you the other day, I'm a hoarder. Jade has a go at me for this all the time. She's like, don't buy it because you'll use it once. Like, do you know these... the mic I'm using to record this on, I bought off you, right? I've got other mics that I've never used. I've got, like, loads of toys.
I'm going to sell this stuff on eBay, and one day you are going to... Like, I'm happy to rinse you. But I was selling these cheap because I couldn't be arsed going onto eBay and fucking post. Is this a proper microphone?
I want to sell questions. Me picture.
I'd like to do a podcast.
I bought a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, dear.
And Jay was like, you'll never use it. I was like, I fucking will use it.
How
I
much?
Love Nintendo. It's about 300 quid. I've used it once. I'm giving it to my little brother for free later.
What's the resale value? Oh, you're actually giving it away.
I'm just going to give it to my brother, yeah. He's bored, isn't he?
I would love to just, like, this is ridiculous because it could never happen, but if you could just do an audit of your life, of all the shit you spent money on, like every shirt you've ever bought that you wore for like one night and went, oh my god, that never suited me, every pair of jeans that were really too tight when you bought them and you were like, I'm going to lose weight for these jeans, you never fucking did, every tennis racket that you swung once and went, oh, I like tennis, if you could just literally have that disappear from your existence and get all of that money back, just put back into your account, in your savings account, how much money would you have?
I reckon I could start my own country.
Oh my lord.
I could fund the NHS's coronavirus fight with the stuff I've spent on electrical equipment in the past 3 years. Oh, I'm so bad for it.
All the times I've just been on eBay and like I've had to delete the eBay app off my phone. Like almost like a cocaine dealer out of your phone. I do that sometimes with drug dealers. Like I can't have drug dealers' numbers in my phone because I'll have a beer and I'll be like, let's get some. You want to get some? You want to get some? I think we should get some. I'm like that with eBay. What? I've got to have it off my phone. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, do you know what? I do need some Deodora sliders.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever bought on eBay?
Fucking hell, like genuinely, if I went in my purchases, it's all here. I bought a Fastino Esprit sticker. It's up there. But that cost me £4. Like, this is not a great use of money.
That's like an aesthetic for the podcast studio, though. That doesn't count. That's not a stupid purchase. Transformers
bobblehead, just because I like the look of it. I saw it.
These aren't stupid. Have you ever bought like a fucking trumpet or something?
A what?
Like a trumpet or a trombone?
Oh, that's a different level of stupid.
I bought a guitar once.
Oh, I don't recommend doing this, mate.
I was hungover.
This is awful. This is like seeing all the receipts in the world. Like,
what do you mean by this?
Being funny, I was like, oh my god, how
are
much
you
money
looking is through your past purchases?
Oh, that was awful. I don't even know where the beard trimmer is.
I bought a beard bath. Once when I was hungover, I bought a beard bath. I lived in a second floor flat at the time.
What got you there? Hangover, like, I need to see nature.
I just had a beard bath in the fucking living room.
No, but I won't do a joint account. But part of the reason is I don't want Laura to have the ability to be like, what the fuck is this shit? Why have you bought? I don't understand. What's this for? Like, I needed it. Oh, I bought a hedge trimmer and cut through the wire within 12 hours of owning it. I was like, this is a piece of shit, this Laura. Look at the state of it. It's absolute piece of shit. It's just been, I've been doing about 40 minutes and it's stopped working. And then she was like, where's the wire? I was like, I'd cut through the wire. Waste of fucking time. Couldn't send that back.
What else have I bought? I bought a massage chair, which essentially just feels like someone's punching you in your back for about 20 hours. My hangover purchases are fucking horrendous. Like, they're as bad as me porn searches when I'm hungover.
I suppose if you're single, it's like, it's that, or it's basically, if you're in a relationship, it's got to be like random purchases. If you're hungover and you're on Tinder, you're like, just anyone, just come and hold me. Stick your dick anywhere. I just want human contact. I need that, but like with the DPD driver. Mate, I'm so glad I don't have to do all that, like, hungover, to be like, swipe, anybody, because a trumpet can't give you an STI.
You can't meet a Tinder date on a hangover. That would be the worst introduction of all time.
I think it'd be a great, this is me at my worst. If you can abide this, everything else is an improvement on this. I smell of sweat and regret, and I've got cheddars on, like, this is minging. I've not shaved. I don't look good.
And can you go and answer the door for us, please? Because that's someone delivering my trampoline.
Yeah. And I've just learned this on a trumpet.
Bought a swing ball set. Remember swing ball, where you can just hit it yourself? Now you basically have a game of bat and ball with yourself.
The fucking... the. You mean orphan tennis?
Yeah. Are you an orphan who has no siblings?
Are you an only child?
Don't we have the toy for you? It's a ball on a string.
Oh, that was fucking depressing, that shit. Yeah, I actually think hungover Tindering is... I'm starting to think that might be quite a good... You know, like, there's the Dinky One website where you're like, if you've got a small penis, just call the dating site Lowest Ebb. And if you meet someone like that, and you're only allowed to put pictures on when you're like, you've puked on yourself a little bit, like, she's got one tit hanging out, and she's like, like, I'd still fuck it. You're like, that's fine. That's good. That's good.
So we've got to have a word with Dave. Lad, look, if you want your future to look like either Adam Rowe or Dan Nightingale, then carry on doing what you're doing. We're over buyers of shite.
I wasn't doing that at 17. It's a bit worrying that at 17, that's what he's doing.
Oh, he's going to be like Channel 5 documentary level, isn't he? He's going to be
39. I know why I buy shelves that I can't put up, because I'm a bell end and I've got no social life. Go and try and smash something. Oh, you're not allowed.
It's worse during the shutdown. If you're someone who buys shite, the other day I was nearly crying because I couldn't buy a hat. I wanted a new cap. Someone commented on one of our videos as Adam only got two fucking hats, and it really pissed me off. So I was like, I'm buying a new fucking hat. Nowhere's delivering, Dan. There's fucking nowhere selling stuff.
Really?
You can get stuff off Amazon and like Essentials, but like JD Sports and New Era, they're not doing delivery for months.
Could you imagine writing that email? Hello, Amazon. I know it's not medication or emergency supplies, but someone's been really mean about my fashion on a YouTube video. Hey!
What if I buy some paracetamol with it? Can you deliver it all at the same time?
I need insulin and a snapback.
Oh, Jesus. Shall we call that a fucking podcast, Daniel?
We shall, we shall. I sat down, Adam, and I didn't feel great, mate. And I leave this podcast feeling fucking tip-top, old boy.
I could feel it through the screen. You were a bit on edge at the start. I've seen it.
Could you?
Yeah, I'm getting to know you now. I know you like I know Jade. If you're in a mood, even if you're trying to hide it, I can see it. And now you can go off, play with your balls in your lovely little prison cell bed, which I'm going to post a photo of on Instagram in a minute.
I'm going to have some Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream.
I tell you what, though, we've already spoke about tomorrow's episode, because we, just before we started recording this, after we'd done our prep and set it up, we got sent a domestic dispute that is absolute fire, and I'm just teasing it for tomorrow. Tomorrow's domestic dispute is so goddamn juicy. I cannot wait to get my teeth into it. I'm looking forward to this shit more than I'm looking forward to the leg of lamb I'm having for my dinner tomorrow.
Oh,
it's going to be
God.
Sick.
It scares me a little bit. I read it, I was like, it went from juice to like, oh, like it was a little bit like scary juice.
So
what the fuck is scary juice?
Like a child.
Words, Dan. Scary juice.
Do you want blackcurrant or do you want orange? I want the orange. I don't like the blackcurrant. It's the scary juice.
Racist juice.
Blackcurrant's purple, actually, so it can't possibly be racist. Shut your mouth.
Purple-ucky. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow's so, not... Tomorrow's Have a Word is not going to be boring.
Tomorrow's is not to be missed at all. So, we've got a banging tune. We have got a banging tune.
Before we do that, Adam, quickly, if you're a DJ and you produce music, don't think this is just for bands. We will, if we like the music, we will stick anything up. So if you produce dance music, if you knock out some tunes, don't think this is basically just a testament to how good at self-promoting bands have been, because every time Adam's put out the back call for music, it's always bands that come back, which is great, and we've loved some of the tracks. If we've not played yours, we are working our way through them. We've got a massive back catalogue. But if you're a DJ going, yeah, they just want band music, we don't. No. We'll literally give
rappers as well
a listen.
If you're a rapper and you've got a rap song you want to send in, if you're a solo artist, today's guy's a solo artist. Yeah. Any musician at all, from DJ to solo artist to band, anyone, big collective, if the fucking So Solid crew are listening, send us 21 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Imagine
they re-release
that. That's the dream. That's the dream.
Romeo,
I got 21 seconds to go. Today's song. So today's featured artist is Darren Holmes. If you want to know how to spell Holmes, it's H-O-L-M-E-S. This song is called Dream Big, and it might actually be my favourite one that we've featured on the pod so far. Darren's voice is fucking wonderful, and the sentiment of the song's just great. So playing us out today with his song, just before we do this, thank you to our sponsors, Beer52.com and Vauxhall Comedy Club. Do go and check both of those out. Sweet. This is Dream Big from the fantastic Darren Holmes.
See you at some Aussies.
Bye, la.
Don't keep your dreams inside. Let them out. Let them fly. Let them fly. Don't hide them all away. I'll keep them for another day. Another day. Are streaming and the air.